been wanting to do this story all morning long. Aliens may be among us, and we just might not know it. Stargazing scientists exploring the possibility that aliens might be here on Earth, but as unrecognizable life forms. To talk about this more, Andrew Fracknoy, Emeritus Chairman, Astronomy Department, Foothill College, recently taught a course on aliens at University of San Francisco's Fromm Institute, and he joins us on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Thanks for doing so, Professor. How are you doing today?
Glad to be with you.
As I said, I've been looking forward to this story. When I mentioned it to others in the newsroom that we were going to be talking about aliens, perhaps among us, really? Is this science? Is it science?
Well, it's scientific speculation. We need to be really careful and say this is an idea that a British scientist, astrobiologist, had, and there's no evidence that they are here, but it certainly fits in with our understanding that we are very much among the youngest intelligent species in the universe, that we have just recently gotten to the point of technology where we might be able to contact other civilizations or hear from them and to understand all the ways in which life might evolve. And because the galaxy has been around billions of years longer than the Earth has, it's very possible out there that there are far more advanced civilizations that can do things that to us might even seem like magic rather than science.
Again, the line comes up, I guess, that we might not be the smartest kid on the block. We might not even be the only kid on the block that there are.
Exactly. And being the youngest kid on the block is not a mark of shame. It's just the coincidence of having been born later than others.
Some of the speculation, Professor, that I'm reading is that these aliens who may be among us, first of all, they may be like microscopic. They could be fourth dimensional, or they could even be us, right?
Well, so fourth dimensional, I'm going to get off that train. That's sheer speculation. But yes, just like we're learning to miniaturize both our technology and even to look deeper into the microscopic parts of life, you might imagine advanced aliens being able to make spores or little representatives of themselves, maybe part biology, part machine, which could survive traveling through space and might arrive at other star systems. We now know that we've discovered thousands of planets around other stars in the last few decades. So we know that planetary systems are common in our galaxy. And so they may have, for their own reasons, spread these spores or these microscopic representatives throughout the galaxy. And some may be here in the solar system, and we may not be aware of it.
Understand also there is some speculation that we could be Martians. Is that right?
Well, in the sense that we know that Mars and Earth have exchanged material, we found Martian meteorites here on Earth, chunks of rock from Mars that actually have Mars air deep within them, so that we know they're from Mars. And so it might be that biological material also might have passed between the two planets. Again, this is speculation at this point, but it's interesting to think that we may share a heritage with worlds beyond our own.
It is scientific speculation. Thanks so much, Professor Emeritus Andrew Fracknoy. We're talking about aliens. Maybe they're here.